Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The tale of Acis and Galatea was an ideal story for setting to music. Its cast of characters and surprise ending made it a favorite of opera composers. This week on Harmonia, we'll sample versions by Lully, Literes, Handel, and Naumann, as well as a new release of Buxtehude's organ music.
Thank you.
A Preludium in C Major by Dietrich Buxtehude. It was performed by Hans Davidson, who is in the process of recording Buxtehude's complete organ works for Loft Recordings. His performance was part of the recently released Volume 2 in the series. The story of Acis and Galatea comes to us from Ovid's Metamorphoses. Its principal characters, the shepherd Acis, the sea nymph Galatea, and the cyclops Polyphemus, are all involved in a love triangle. Acis and Polyphemus are rivals who are in love with Galatea. She, in turn, is in love with Acis, yet is repulsed by Polyphemus. The end of the story has Polyphemus so angry with Acis that he kills him with a boulder. But all is not lost, because Acis is then turned into a river and hence immortalized. Baroque composers were known to set the Acis and Galatea story in individual ways. Jean-Baptiste Lully expanded the cast of characters and storyline in what was his last complete opera, finished only months before his death. Today it's considered a masterpiece. We'll hear scenes from Jean-Baptiste Lully's Acis et Galatée, performed by Les Musiciens du Louvre, directed by Mark Minkowski.
Thank you.
We heard three scenes from Jean-Baptiste Lully's Assise Galatée. Les Musiciens du Louvre performed under the direction of Mark Minkowski.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the Baroque settings of the Acis and Galatea story. Spanish composer Antonio de Literes wrote his own version as a two-act zarzuela in honor of King Philip V's birthday. It was so loved in its day that it was revived in Madrid at least half a dozen times. Historians claim that it may be the most popular of any zarzuela from the first decades of the 18th century. We'll hear soprano Marta Almajano and Al Aire Español perform excerpts from Literes' Acis y Galatea. Eduardo López Banzo directs the ensemble.
Como azotado, sé que yo beneficio un horror que parece sacrificio. Nada admito, de ti nada deseo. A vista de la vida en que me premio, que no ser infeliz con tu vista honrosa, y porque me imagines más piadosa. Oye, en esta expresión no desengaña.
Que sabe, 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 que s
Music from Assis y Galatea of Antonio Literes. Eduardo López Banzo directed Al Aire Español. Soprano Marta Almajano was the soprano soloist. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. And I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to musical settings of the Acis and Galatea love story. By far the most famous composition based on the story belonged to George Frederick Handel, who wrote a version in English that enjoyed immense popularity. He had previously set one in Italian many years before while visiting Naples. The English version reached another peak late in the 18th century when Mozart was commissioned to make an arrangement of it in German. We'll hear one aria from each setting, an Italian Acci, an English Galatea, and a German Polyphème.
Thank you. süßer als die Kirsche, du süßer als die Beere, du reizender als Mondenschein, gleich Böcklein, Fisch und Mund. Reizender als Mondenschein, gleich Böcklein, Fisch und Mund, gleich Böcklein, Fisch und Mund, gleich Böcklein, Fisch und Mund. Du röter als die Kirsche, du süßer als die Beere, du röter als die Kirsche, du süßer als die Beere, du röter als die Kirsche, du süßer als die Beere, du reizender als Mondenschein, gleich Böcklein, Fisch und Mund.
Three arias from the different versions of Handel's Acis and Galatea. We began with Emma Kirkby in the role of Achi from Handel's Italian setting, followed by Claren McFadden portraying the classic English Galatea. We ended with John Tomlinson as Polyphem in Mozart's German adaptation of Handel's English setting. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to 18th century musical depictions of the Acis, Galatea, and Polyphemus love triangle. Like Lully's setting heard earlier in the program, Johann Gottlieb Naumann's Achi e Galatea was also his last composition. He too expanded the story a bit by adding a number of supporting characters. We'll hear Galatea's reaction to Polyphemus's attack on Acis just before Neptune saves him. Frieder Bernius leads the Baroque Orchester Stuttgart.
Oh. Thank you.
Galatea's Scene of Despair from Johann Gottlieb Naumann's Acci e Galatea. Brigitta Geller was the soloist with Baroque Orchester Stuttgart under the direction of Frieder Bernius. We'll stay in Germany with our new release of the week. Loft Recordings brings us Volume 2 of Dietrich Buxtehude's Complete Works for Organ. Hans Davidson is the organ soloist in a performance of the Fuga in C Major. A fugue in C major was performed by organist Hans Davidson. It comes from the second volume of Buxtehude's Complete Organ Works released by Loft Recordings. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. You can find out more about Harmonia on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu, including information about Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, music for weddings and special occasions. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast, available for download at wfiu.org with a click on the podcast button. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.